Well, we recently had an Asian Development Bank review of the private sector just in the last month. Now the IMF team has come in for its every two-year review, and pretty much everybody's saying the same thing. It's just that there's all these, you know, all these reform issues that have been hanging out for political leaders to address over the last, you know, 6 or 8 years, and essentially very little's been done. And each year, you know, you let it go, it creates a more troubling, difficult problem to deal with. You know, in particular, they're talking about the need to reform the Social Security retirement program, which is on track for bankruptcy in about 6 years, and just the state-owned enterprises, which, you know, are losing so much money and some of which are very poorly run. Things like this. And so we have a new government, a relatively new government. So the question is, you know, are they going to jump in and start doing something? But certainly they're getting the advice from these outside financial institutions that they need to start moving in that direction in the lead up to the end of compact grant funding in 2023.
It's interesting that against that background, the latest audit report for the national government shows a drop in domestic tax revenue. Now, you would think, against the background of grants coming to an end and the points being raised by the IMF, that maybe it's going to be increasing tax revenue that may help in part to solve the problems that are looming.
This is true, but the economy in the Marshall Islands has been really flat the last few years, and the only two areas that have seen growth, one is in commercial fisheries, where revenue from the parties to the Nauru Agreement arrangement have skyrocketed, so a significant boost in funding is coming in there, and the Marshall Islands Ship Registry, which is the third largest in the world, soon apparently to overtake Liberia to be the second largest ship registry. Both of those are injecting a larger amount of money into the national government budget each year, which is, at the moment, is making up for this tax loss. But here's the thing. I mean, anybody who's paying attention to the economy would see the warning flag that a drop in tax revenue suggests, and that's should be a real cause for concern.
And added to that, because of the drop in tax revenue, there is a knock-on effect of the government having to subsidize its own state-owned enterprises. I gather only 5 out of 15 have made an operating profit.
Yeah, well, this has just been an ongoing issue. And one of the points that the recent Asian Development Bank private sector review made is just that the government doesn't give the private sector some room to actually do some things. And, you know, it's maintained the same number of state-owned enterprises as it had a decade ago today. And, you know, my understanding is that in review of state-owned enterprises around the region, the Marshalls comes out, in terms of their operation, comes out way at the bottom of the list. And, and the subsidies. I mean, there are certain things that have to be subsidized because of social needs. For example, the government subsidizes copra to keep the price up, which is a social subsidy for people living on remote islands, and it makes sense, and you know, you can justify it. But like the airline, when you just keep throwing millions of dollars into it with no reform, I mean, where's the end of it? It would be better, presumably, to get a private airline in here and then simply contract with them to run the unprofitable routes. And you have a set amount, you know what it is, and you pay for it. But the way it is now, it just becomes a constant money drain with emergency demands from the airline to keep it going.